101 Radio, local sport with York City Football Club. For the latest club news, fixture details and to buy tickets, visit yorkcityfootballclub.co.uk.
Clint Goodchild, who is the chairman of York Rugby League Football Club, welcome to the studio.
It's great to be here, mate. Thank you.
You and your team have done some wonderful things, I think, down at the club down there.
Oh, it's very kind, mate. We're working hard and we're trying to be creative and you know, really get involved in the community. And I think we're taking steps in the right direction.
Tell me, how do you think it's gone over the weekend? Because you have the Knights on Saturday playing Featherstone, and then, of course, on Sunday, the Valkyrie.
You know, the performance against Featherstone on Saturday night, it had stages there where we know we've got something to build on, mate. They were really competing, you know, there's a lot to be proud of, but we just made too many mistakes. And a team like Featherstone, there's a reason they're unbeaten in the competition and sitting on top of the table. They're class. They're big, they're strong, they're fast, they're well coached. You know, you can't give them too many opportunities.
You've got injuries, you've got eight out of position players.
Well, I have a saying, and it's not an uncommon one, you know, you can either make excuses or you can make improvements, and we've got to focus on making improvements.
So, the elephant in the room, Clint, we've got the Challenge Cup quarter-final coming up on the 18th of June. A huge thing for the club, isn't it?
It's massive. Yeah, it's massive for the club, massive for the city. So, you know, the Challenge Cup is the showcase tournament of rugby league every year. You know, it ends at Wembley. You know, we've got the opportunity in many ways to have two teams there competing. We've already qualified automatically for the 1895 Cup final, semi-finals rather, which will take place against, you know, someone we're yet to know. The Valkyrie, you know, have a really good shot of getting to Wembley, which will be the first time that a women's Challenge Cup final has been played at Wembley. So the opportunity to potentially have two teams at Wembley on the same day is just incredible. But the main competition, this quarterfinal, it's a big deal. You know, to have a championship club, to be the last championship club alive in that competition, it's very exciting, mate.
Clint, I have to ask you, because we've been asked by quite a lot of listeners, tickets, why are tickets not available at the moment? It's the 18th of June, it's not far away.
Yeah, no, it is just around the corner, isn't it? And it's a fair question. And, you know, the truth is we're playing against the Lee Leopards, who are probably the form team in Super League at the moment. So as far as a spectacle, they're going to be fantastic to watch in a real test, to say the least, for our guys. But, you know, we've had disagreements on the ticketing price, and that's slowed up decisions being made. It basically had to get pushed through to the RFL to make a decision on it. That's taken place, and tickets will be going on sale on Tuesday. Now, the finer details we'll have to figure out.
A question that you didn't know I was going to ask you, but I've got to ask you, what's your view on York City Football Club, and have you got any interest in it at all?
I think the club's got as much potential as the rugby club does. You know, York's an incredible city, you know, the opportunity of the facilities, and it's got an incredible fan base. You know, some of the numbers in attendance this year that they were drawing, it's very positive. I don't like to sit and judge, you know, until we've got our house clean. You know, I don't like to sit there and go, you know, this and
but
that.
But is there an interest?
There's positive conversations taking place, Wayne. There's positive conversations taking place.
It's all under one roof, under a fine stadium. You clearly and your team are proving yourselves in managing a wonderful rugby league football club. Surely it would make complete and utter sense for you to take over the football as well.
Oh, yeah, you know, there's a lot of moving pieces, mate. There's a lot of moving pieces. You know, it's so hard to comment on, Wayne. There would be a lot of positives in having a unified front in York.
Yes.
But there's also, you know, a lot of questions.
It's also quite a complicated setup down there. Are there so many moving parts, aren't there?
It has to work for everyone involved, mate. You know, I think there's positives, you know, there's question marks there. So the conversations I've had with the football club since I moved here have always been positive. You know, I think they're working incredibly hard. I think the
are those conversations still taking place?
Yeah, they're neighbours. Yeah, yes. We've got a great relationship.